Okay, call the meeting to order. We all stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge allegiance
to the flag to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. What the Carly, roll call.
Dana Florenza.
Here. Brian Capolo.
Here.
Gino DiGiovanni.
Here.
Carly Peck. Here. Carlene Galuzzi.
Here.
Just leave them on.
Just leave them on.
Yeah, you could have them again. Just note the time you started the meeting.
Start is 6:03.
Yep. Okay. Additions, deletions, corrections, and adoption of agenda.
I have none. I'll make a motion to accept the to adopt the agenda as presented.
I second.
Okay.
The minutes.
All in favor.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Approval. That's of October meeting minutes.
I'll make a motion to accept the October minutes as presented.
I'll second that as well.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Public portion. Anybody from the public like to speak? Okay. So do I have to really say that three times?
Yeah, just.
Okay. Anybody from the public like to speak? Would anybody from the public like to speak? Okay.
Hearing none closes the speaking portion or the public portion. All right. Hearing none, this closes the public portion.
Okay. Old business. So our RFP was approved by the Board of Aldermen. It went public last Tuesday night. And Wednesday morning, I emailed it to the list of qualified architects that I got from several people, namely Matt Waylander and Dave Condon. So,
along with, I forget her first name, the lady from the state.
No, I didn't email it to her.
No, she gave us some architects too.
Oh, yes. I had a list.
Yeah, I forget her name.
Yeah, I don't remember either. Yes, there was a list. It took me quite a while, but I got it done. So they're out there. We're just waiting now. So the ball is rolling on that. And I spoke to Dave, and he gave me an update on the corporation status and the 501c3. I guess you met with him, Dan. And did away with the old corporation, and they filed papers for the new one. And once that's approved, they're going to file for the 501c3. So the ball is rolling on that. Dave did tell me at the toy drive yesterday that at least 20 people came up to him that had read the Valley Indy article about the RFP and what's going on. And Dave was mentioned, and he said that they're at least 20 people came up to him saying, let them know when the 501c3 is up and running, because people want to get in on it, donate.
That's good.
It is good.
I think, Carlene, maybe one thing we do is when it is approved, that's we do a social media blast.
Yep.
Yeah. Get it out there, and then, you know, include that with the links and whatnot. So, and then maybe we can reach out to the press at that point too.
So I just want to go over the RFP, a couple of highlights of it.
Please go ahead.
So if you're not aware, it did get posted, as Dana said. So I just want to go over some timeline dates. So the proposal date is on the 16th of January. That's when they're all due back. And then, so the RFP was issued, like Dana said, a site visit, optional site visit or tour is going to be Monday the 16th by 10 a.m. Any questions that come up, The deadline for that is due on Monday, the 20th, December the 23rd by 4 o'clock. So once we do the walkthrough, or if there's any firms that have any questions, they need to present those to us. And then the answers will be provided back to them by the 8th, right after the holiday. And then the proposal deadline is on, see, I don't know. I hope he changed this. It says on the 15th here.
Of December? Or?
No, January.
January.
But on the front, it says the 16th.
What's that?
So next on the list would be provided to the firms would be a proposed shortlist selection Friday on the 24th of 2025. And then whoever's on that shortlist, their presentation and their interviews will be due the week of the 3rd, February the 3rd. And then a notice to proceed or notice of proposed award, he has, it would be on the 13th of February. So I'll have to check that. I worked with Rich, the corporation counsel on it, and we kind of went back and forth, and he got it in the format, and Rich did a good job, you know, cleaning it up, doing what he had to do. We provided some more information that he needed. We also provided the documents pertaining to the grant and how it was a zero match grant. So he had all that to make sure that it was worded so that when it does get awarded finally, that everything coincides so that there'll be no, you know, no questions about that. So,
Gino, can we get the dates? Like if you can email us like the dates, the deadline dates, the benchmarks for this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. That's no problem.
Done on
yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it's no problem. And I think that's pretty much it. I mean, it went pretty smooth all in all. And I don't know if anybody else on the committee has or the commission has any questions, but other than that, that's it. So we, like Dana said, we got them out and we're waiting to hear back, and then we will do Linda Fusco was away last week. I believe she's back this week. So I'll get in touch with her tomorrow to see if there was any, you know, any questions that came through her office there. And that's pretty much it. The 16th will be the walkthrough. That's pretty much it on that. You got any questions, Brian?
No, I just...
So well, I just been
good stuff.
Yeah, so I'll send out a an email on the schedule.
And I just like the email. I know the stuff is in the
well, this right here you have it.
And yeah. We have it, and then yep. Also we can kind of start like a conversation of who's going to attend.
Did I not send you the RFP?
You sent me there, not the finalized one. You sent me a draft.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
I thought I did.
So the the draft, that final draft that we had,
mm-hmm.
is basically the same thing. We had to change the dates around so that it worked out, because the original one was supposed to be, I think, awarded like in March, and that was cutting it way close.
Yeah.
So we moved it back a little bit, but he pretty much put what we had into the proper format. So, okay. You know, the information in that is right. The
it's
dates,
just the
yeah.
timetable shifted it up. So,
yeah. So I'm okay. Gonna email you the Gino. Procurement schedule. Yes.
What's on the website? It's like what you have.
The 16th and the 15th.
It says the 15th on the first page, and then it says this. I'm sorry, the 16th.
Okay.
Page.
So I'll get.
Says the 15th twice.
Okay. So
we'll do an addendum to answer any.
I was just gonna say yeah. So I'll have Rich. I'll send Rich an email, and we'll get an addendum out and posted. And go from there. Okay. And that's pretty much where we're at on that. So we'll just wait to see what firms, you know, pick it up. And I would have liked to see a mandatory pre-bid meeting so that we knew who exactly was going to bid and all that. But it didn't have to be. So that was the, I know we discussed that in the past too, but it didn't have to be. And, you know, Rich advised that we that we have it mandatory this way here. Somebody that wanted to bid it but couldn't be there close to the holiday, we kind of just ran out of a little bit of time. So I thought that was a good way of looking at it myself. So, all right. So then we'll send out I'll call Rich and we'll get an addendum out there.
With the grant money, do we have to break ground by the deadline?
So that's a good question. So Mary is looking into that. I don't, we didn't get an email back yet.
No, I have to follow up with Matt on that. He asked her about that. I think it has to be spent by June 30th, but I need
So
confirmation on that.
yeah, that's what we're waiting back for. So I think as long as we have a firm picked out their pricing and a purchase order and okay from the Board of Aldermen, as long as we go through our final steps and we have that presented, I think that would be I think that's what they're looking for. But once again, that was the conversation that I had. So we'll just want that in writing and make sure that when the state goes to do what they have to do, that it meets all those requirements.
Exciting stuff.
Okay. So, is there any new business or we're just waiting now? Or do you have anything, Carlene, that you wanted to talk about?
Would we be interested in doing some kind of, are we able to do some kind of like meet and greet where the community can come and just voice their opinion or talk about it? I know we have the meetings, but sometimes it's tough. Like, can we, have something at, I know we work closely like with the Twisted Vine. Could we have something now they have the parking lot open? So at where we can host, just kind of something if anyone wants to come down and just ask questions or
Dave has suggested that.
I like a better time,
Yeah.
6 p.m. on Monday.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Something like the afternoon on
Yeah.
Saturday or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I could work with Mike and see if that's something that we want to do in January, if that works, except for the holidays.
I think that's a great idea. Yes.
And
Because
two
the
will know.
community,
Yeah.
they're very interested and want this to happen.
Yeah.
And by that time, too, we'll know, how many firms, or at least there will be some type of line of
Exactly, yeah.
communication between, the commission, the city, and the firm. At least we'll know who's kind of doing what, and
Yeah.
we'll have a little bit more information. And maybe when you talk to Mike too, it wouldn't be bad to get some new faces into his business since he's been taking a beating down there,
Yeah.
to do
Yeah.
something,
Will our 501c3 be ratified, finalized by that time?
I'm guessing
I just didn't know if
pretty
until you.
closely, pretty
Okay.
close, pretty close.
All right.
That might be a good time for Dave to get the 20 or 25 people that are curious to come there. And
Yeah.
it might be a good thing to set up that PowerPoint presentation that we have and
Yep.
put on a little thing.
Okay.
And maybe Mike will put something out. People could buy food or drinks or whatever
I'm
and
sure he would.
go through the spiel to get them in the seats, especially after the holidays.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think if it's definitely the ratified 501c3, and we do like maybe like cocktails and apps or something, and then we could set up so it's more like conducive of the meeting and sitting down and watching as opposed to like a full dinner, plus it's lighter. And then hopefully the 501c3 will be legitimate and running, so we could maybe get donations then. And so, all right.
Things are moving.
Think
Sounds
you're
good. Finally. Okay, anything else?
No, I don't have anything else. Danny, do you have anything you want to
I just think when you do this meet and greet sort of thing, if it's possible at the time, and depending on who like what kind of attendance instead.
Oh, it is.
Well,
It's okay, you can.
depending on what kind of like attendance you kind of foresee, if you try to do like a Facebook thing where you click like going or something like that,
Oh, like a live.
possibly
Oh.
try to arrange
Oh yeah.
some sort of like
Headcount
structure or
yeah
yeah.
we could create
Public
an
building.
event on Facebook, right?
But just
Yeah,
what I'm
like
saying
that.
is
Yeah.
get some people in to see it, because like you can just drive by that all day long, but it doesn't really kind of like click that you walk inside and see it and
There'll
see
be
all
the
the cool stuff and like what's there. You know what I mean? How many people have driven by the courthouse and whatnot? I know the city's not like crazy about having people in there, but if you talk to the fire marshal, do everything the right way. Since we have, you know, a month and a half, 2 months to think about it.
Yep.
Try to get the ducks in a row to do that. Even if it's just what they used to do, like where they, you know, walk up the stairs and go, ooh, ah, and then leave because it's safe.
Right.
That's a good idea to get people over with their wallets.
Tried to do it the Absolutely. Day of the day of the sit down at Twisted Vine with the presentation.
If you could, if it works out.
Especially if it's a Saturday, you know, or something like that.
Yeah.
You know, do it earlier.
Like come for three and then at four, we're going to take a walk up there and blah, 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 blah. You know, something to that effect.
All right. Yeah.
Or whatever time you decide to do it.
Yeah. Good idea.
Yeah. That, I know, like for me, I always wanted to see the inside of that building. And then when I finally did, that's what got me interested.
Yep.
Right. So, it's beautiful. And it's not as unsafe as some would want others to think.
Well, there's, we know everybody.
We know, we've been in it.
What's unsafe there?
You're right.
Where you could safely get people in and out.
Exactly. Exactly.
Does that take a lot? Would the fire marshal just have to walk through? Like I know exactly what you mean at the top of the stairs. It's pretty like stable and stuff. Who has to come out to kind of assess
that? I'll take care of it. I'll talk to the marshal and we'll let him know that we're going to do like a sit down at Twisted Vine. And then we'll have, we're going to do a light tour and then I'll talk to him and get the details of what we can and can't do. And then based upon that, we'll take it from there.
Sounds good.
But let's get a date first. So, I guess,
I'll look into a few things and then I'll see what everybody's, what works for everybody.
Perfect. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. That's all. And a motion to adjourn?
I'll make the motion to adjourn.
Second.
Okay.
6:19.
Adjourned. That was a quick meeting. Thank God. Wow.
So, Mike's still on, guys.
Tired.